Today at the White House, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer officially announced his retirement, and President Biden reiterated a promise he made when he was running for president about who he would nominate to the High Court. There are already a few names on that short list. Let's talk about this with April Rain, co-founder of She Will Rise. She's been advocating for a Black Supreme Court justice, and she joins us now from Los Angeles. April, welcome back to Here and Now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Anthony. Happy to be here.
Tell us why you believe this is the moment for President Biden to nominate a Black woman to the High Court.
Well, first, I want to say that we thank Justice Breyer for his service and contributions to American democracy. But this vacancy creates a historic opportunity for our nation and President Biden's legacy. Since the inception of the Supreme Court, a Black woman has never sat on the bench of the highest court in the land, and She Will Rise seeks to change that and to hold President Biden accountable for the promise that he made during his campaign.
Right. Now, just to put this into some historical perspective, I came across this from University of Texas law professor Stephen Vladek. He noted that of the 115 Supreme Court justices over the country's history, there have been 108 white men, 2 Black men, 5 women, including 1 Latina. So fair to say, this is way overdue.
Absolutely. And that's also why we need to be clear that when people push back against President Biden's eventual nomination, that we know that this is about more than just race and more than just gender, right? Because of the over 100 white men that have been nominated and confirmed to the Supreme Court, no one has ever questioned whether they were qualified or whether they got that position just because they were white men nominated by a president who was also a white man.
Right. So let's talk about some names on President Biden's short list of potential nominees. First, Ketanji Brown Jackson. She clerked for Justice Breyer, now serves on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. Tell us more about her.
Sure. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has served as a federal district court judge since 2013 and was even on former President Barack Obama's Supreme Court shortlist in 2016. She served as vice chairman of the U.S. Sentencing Commission at a time when the commission was working to reduce the harsh penalties associated with crack cocaine. Importantly, she has been a public defender representing indigent defendants. This means that she has had firsthand experience defending Black and brown people in a system that we know can be disproportionately unjust and unfair to our communities.
Hmm. Another name on the list, Leandra Kruger. She's a California Supreme Court justice. Tell us something about her background.
Sure. Judge Kruger has been a California Supreme Court justice since 2015 and has argued cases before the United States Supreme Court as a federal lawyer. She also clerked for Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. So you can see with both of these women, they are eminently qualified to sit on the bench, perhaps even more qualified than some of the current justices.
Hmm. One more name I want to talk about is J. Michelle Childs. She's a federal district judge in South Carolina who has the support of Congressman Jim Clyburn. Tell us a little bit about Justice Childs.
Yes, Justice Childs was appointed to serve as U.S. District Judge for the District of South Carolina by President Barack Obama in 2010 and was most recently nominated by President Biden to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. She's also served as a South Carolina State Trial Judge. Again, this wealth of experience is important because at the trial level stage, she gets to see a diverse amount of litigants and really get into the issues that are going to affect American citizens every day.
I want to ask you about this and sort of put this in a broader political context. The president's legislative agenda has hit some resistance in Washington, thanks to opposition by Republicans and some members of his own party. To what extent do you see his effort to put a Black woman on the Supreme Court as an important opportunity for him to shift focus, to galvanize progressives like you, and get a much needed political win? How important is that?
I think it's crucial as we lead up to the midterms. But let's not put it all on President Biden, because as we know, the Supreme Court nominee has to be confirmed by the Senate. So this is also an incredibly important time for Senate Democrats and those moderate leaning Republicans to galvanize support there as well and to ensure that they show the American people that they can actually get things done.
All right. Well, that's April Rain. She's an activist and co-founder of She Will Rise. April, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you again, Anthony.